It's needed because for a simple reason is you have a number of schools down there. You have the university is there. You have the College of Further Education is there. Then you have a national school down there, St. Edward's. You also have training centres for people with special needs. You have the Acorn Centre, which is a day centre for people, again, with special needs going to. Then you have a hotel, which is up behind, and we're trying to encourage tourists. And the one aspect to it, it's even for tourists that come, the bus doesn't pull in at the hotel, it's down at the bus stop, and here we are with no shelter. Now you have a lot of students after spending, and people with disabilities after spending long days within the education system. They come out, and there's a perfect example today. The rain has fallen over this weekend, and this is very, very common weather for here, and yet we have this area being left without a bus shelter. You have people in wheelchairs, you have people with disabilities, you have students, and they're getting soaked. A lot of students in with the university, is it because of the lack of student accommodation? Or get the bus from that point, in as far as the bus station, to get their bus maybe to Tobercurry or Ballymote or wherever they're going to go because of the lack of student accommodation and they have to travel. And they're sitting on the bus by the time the bus comes and they're soaked to the skin. It leaves their experience of coming to Sligo, going to school, miserable. And that's the reality to it. And it's not very nice. I mean to say, there's other areas within the town here. I've seen it on the Ross's Point Road. I welcome all bus shelters, and I think there should be more of them. But I cannot understand how this Ross's Point Road, two bus shelters, was put in and prioritised over the likes of this, which there is a need there, as I says, for the for a vast majority of people that is going to school.
And what steps are needed to happen for this bus shelter to be built? Like,
well, the one thing that the NTDA needs to do is identify, is go down, look at it, and allow funding to go forward for it. I think the last time that we got a bus shelters within Sligo, I think there was two allocated to the town here, and it needs to be taken on a bigger scale than that. I know other areas where there's a great need, but none is as big a need as this. And none of the shelters that we have in Sligo that we have got in the last number of years would have seen as, wouldn't have been as big a priority as this one has. And this isn't just a problem today or yesterday. It's for years this is going on. It's a perfect location for a bus shelter. It needs to go there, and it would resolve an awful lot of problems for people.